National Rural News.
There's fears Victoria's new electronic tagging for sheep and goats could be undermined by the closure of the Geelong sale yards. I caught up with Ballerine farmer Fiona Conroy to find out about the reaction from locals.
People are pretty devastated. There's been a big issue since the sale yards closed in August last year, which was due to occupational health and safety reasons. And the occupational health and safety reasons arose because there hadn't been adequate maintenance at the sale yards. So they were closed instantly, and we managed to have a fair bit of community consultation with the council, and they reopened the sheep yards in February after spending $200,000 to upgrade that to make it compliant with their OH&S requirements. But they never reopened the cattle yards, and even though they had over $600,000 from an insurance payout as a result of the fire a couple of years ago at the site, they've never spent the money on upgrading the cattle yards. And yeah, it's just devastating that the decision last night was not just to not open the cattle yards, it was to close everything. So we've had sheep yards that were reopened in February now being closed in August. And I suppose the big challenge for a lot of people is that we live in an area where there's a lot of small lot subdivisions. The council have allowed a minimum subdivision of 30 hectares, which is creating a lot of small-scale livestock producers. And these people need to be able to take stock into sale yards in sort of stock crates and trailers, because they often can't access trucks or don't have loading ramps on their properties. And now these people are going to be forced to travel to Ballarat or Colac, which is over, you know, a three-hour round trip.
I'm sure you and other local farmers in the area would have been on their back throughout the past couple of years to upgrade the site. How hard has this decision been?
This issue of not having OH&S issues at yards has been an ongoing issue with previous councils, and it just hasn't been acted on. And I think we hoped when we had administrators appointed to the City of Greater Geelong that we'd actually get something happening. And it wasn't because there was a lack of money there. As I said, they had the money from this insurance payout. But it just didn't seem to happen. And I think, I suppose the real disappointment is now we haven't got a facility at all, and there was still $400,000 left over to try and get things going, and the fact that they'd actually spent some money to fix the sheep yards and now they're closing them. And one of the big concerns, I think, is that we've got lots of small-scale producers, and if they don't sell their livestock through a sale yard, chances are that they won't have NLIS traceability, because they won't have someone scan their electronic ear tags. If they start selling on Facebook and Gumtree, there'll be no traceability in terms of biosecurity with these animals at all.
Yeah, okay. So is there an option for you to appeal the council's decision?
Look, it's difficult when you have administrators, because I think they've made a decision. We had a meeting last night and we didn't even get the opportunity to ask questions, which was extremely disappointing. They've made a decision and they finish in October. I just hope maybe there's an opportunity that we can work with an incoming council to potentially address this issue. But it's going to be terrible, because we're actually closing the sheep yard as we go into spring, which is really the spring lamb season.
Yeah, exactly right. So the additional costs on producers to get sheep to market, what's that going to be? And is it going to be viable for, as you say, a lot of those smaller scale operations?
Well, the City of Greater Geelong did a survey of people who use the sale yards, and they found that 50% of the users actually didn't use trucks. They brought the stock into sale yards themselves. And I suppose the real issue is when you've got people in small lots, if they've only got five sheep in a trailer, are they going to travel for 3 hours to sell those sheep? You're sort of putting obstacles in front of them for actually, that should, you know, deter them, well, may well deter them from doing the right thing. And so you're actually, I suppose, putting them in a position where they will look at easier options, and that may just be selling privately or online through Facebook or Gumtree.
Ballerine farmer Fiona Conroy speaking on the closure of the Geelong sale yards. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today and for this week. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.